Hello, fans, and welcome to the first edition of Around the Bases, an audio show dedicated to VMI baseball. I'm Brad Salois, and on this show, we'll have two segments with head coach Jonathan Hadra discussing this year's team and recent changes to NCAA baseball. Back with that in just a moment after this word on VMIKeyDets.com in the first edition of Around the Bases. Fans, VMI Wrestling has a special event coming up. On February 5th, the team will have a Headlock on Hunger event supporting the charity. You can find more information on at headlockonhunger.net. Again, that's headlockonhunger.net and VMI Wrestling against the Citadel on February 5th. Welcome back to the first edition of VMI Baseball's Around the Bases. I'm your host, Brad Salois, now joined by head coach Jonathan Hadra. And coach, your first interview since being named the full-time head coach here at the Institute. Talk about the groundswell of support that really came out of the woodwork after you were named the head coach.
Well, thanks, Brad. Thanks for taking the time and doing this interview with me. The support since I was named the head coach a couple months ago has been unbelievable. It's been very humbling. I've been reconnected with a number of folks maybe I haven't talked to in quite some time, and been connected with some new folks that maybe I didn't necessarily have a relationship with or much of one in the past, but they're huge supporters of our program, and I'm looking forward to moving forward with all of those folks and getting connected with them continuing the relationships that we have with them, because we have the alumni, the friends, the family that support this program are unbelievable, and we're looking to just continue to grow those relationships and continue.
With your promotion, you had to backfill a assistant position. You decided to go with Casey Dykes out of Western Kentucky. Talk about that decision and what he brings to the program.
Well, I'm really excited to add Casey to the program. I think he's going to bring a ton of really good positive attributes to the program and to our guys. He was somebody that in the interview process he separated himself very quickly because he has a recruiting plan, he has an offensive plan, and I think his personality, the way he delivers his plan to our guys, I believe they're going to benefit directly from him. He was a really good player at Western Kentucky, somebody that was a part of a team that went to the NCAA regional, so he understands how hard it is to get to that level, how hard it is to win a championship. It takes an everyday focus and an energy and a plan to get there. And the end result, what we're working towards every day is winning a Southern Conference championship. That's what we're trying to accomplish, and bringing in somebody that has gotten to that level and achieved it, I think is a huge benefit to our program as well as our guys.
Now, coach, one of the things Casey's going to do is serve as the recruiting coordinator, and that was a position you used to hold since you stepped up in the recruiting process. It seems as though there's been a lot more athleticism focus. Guys like Angus, Lopez, Tarsevich, Geary. Not that there's not still skill there, but a lot of versatility in positions and in background. Is that a true assessment? And if so, is that something that's by design? Is that the way the game's going today? What are your thoughts?
Well, it definitely is by design. In regards to the recruiting process, when we are out there evaluating kids and players, we're looking to find kids that can play in the middle of the field. And what I mean by that is having a strong catcher, which we have Matt Wynn, recruiting shortstops. They tend to be the best athletes in the infield, and then recruiting center fielders at that level. So because then when they get to us, we know we have athletic kids that we can move around, play in different positions, and from a game management point of view, it allows us to make moves late in games, allows us to play matchups, whether it's a right-left matchup or whether it's putting in a pinch runner late in a game. It's having that versatility gives us so many more options in regards to managing a game late. So it is definitely a plan by design, is trying to get the best athletes possible. And then just through the development process, through the plan that we have in place for our guys, you know, baseball-wise, they will develop naturally and they will get better and fine-tune their skill set and their tools. But they have to be athletic to begin with.
Back with more with head coach Jonathan Hadra in just a moment here on VMI Baseball's Around the Bases. Fans, tickets for the SoCon Basketball Championship presented by General Shale, as well as the 2015 RB SoCon Wrestling Championship, are both now available. The men's portion of the 2015 SoCon Basketball Championship tips off March 6th, while the 2015 RB SoCon Wrestling Championship gets underway March 7th. Both events are taking place in Asheville, North Carolina. To purchase tickets for the 2015 SoCon Basketball Championship presented by General Shale, please contact the VMI ticket office at 540-464-7266 or purchase your tickets online at vmitickets.com. Tickets for the 2015 Arby's SoCon Wrestling Championship can be purchased through Kimmel Arena by calling 828-258-7900. Welcome back to VMI Baseball's Around the Bases. Brad Salois joined by head coach Jonathan Hadra as we continue our discussion. And coach, some changes at the NCAA level this year in regards to the baseballs, the seams being lowered. Can you talk about that and how you feel it'll affect the game?
Well, I feel like the change in the baseball is going to put a little bit more offense back into the game. A few years ago, they changed the bats to a BB core, which basically took some of the offense out of the game, and they're trying to add, I think, a little bit more back into it. How do the baseballs relate to the previous baseballs? It's the seams are lower, which it's closer to a professional baseball. The baseball will fly a little bit farther. I didn't really see much of a difference from a pitching standpoint. I didn't see more of movement or less movement on breaking balls or fastballs. I did see a difference in the baseball just flying off the bat. It was going probably another 20 or 30 feet farther, roughly. And we saw it this fall with our hitters and some baseballs that left the yard, where maybe beforehand, maybe they wouldn't have done that.
Coach, you take over a team this season with some definite high-level strengths, and to be honest, there are some clear holes that need to be filled. As a coach, what are the final stages of the processes to fill those holes now that the team has been back for a couple weeks? You kind of started to get a look at the guys.
Well, we definitely are excited about the guys that we have returning. We've got, especially from a position player standpoint, we have a ton of experience. We have a ton of seniors that have been through the ups and downs of a season. And like every other program this time of year, we've also got some question marks. And this time of year spent trying to figure out those answers to those questions. You know, as far as the pitching staff goes, we're trying to finalize roles over the next week, 2-3 weeks. We're going to put pitchers in, you know, in different roles to see kind of what role suits them best for them, and then also for us. So, the only way we're going to do that is through evaluating them in inner squads, seeing how they bounce back from throwing bullpens. That's a big thing. If a guy can bounce back after a day or two after throwing 30 or 40 pitches, you know, they tend to be a bullpen guy. If a guy throws 50 pitches and he's extremely sore for the next 3-4 days, then they tend to be guys that have to pitch in the rotation. You know, and then also the other thing we're evaluating is how many pitches do they have? Do they have 3 pitches that they can throw for strikes, or is it just 2? Or maybe it's just 1 really plus pitch. You know, as far as the position guys go, we feel really good about our lineup for the most part. You know, we are looking to find an answer at first base. Third base is a question mark. And the thing is that we have so many options. We have, like we talked earlier, some athletes that can play multiple positions. So it's a great thing from a coaching standpoint because we have options. And the kids understand that, and they're working hard and trying to win a job and show up every day with a focus to try to win that job. You know, at the same time, we've got some young guys that I'm really excited about. Jacob Jay is a guy that's an infielder. He's going to get significant time. I don't know, you know, where it's going to be yet. He'll see some time at shortstop, I'm sure. And Colin Fleischer is a big physical right-handed hitter that we brought in from the Richmond area. He's going to get some good at-bats. And I'll tell you, the one kid that had a great fall for us was Matt Dunleavy. He's another freshman from freshman outfielder from the Richmond area. And offensively, he had a really, really good fall, and it's really exciting to see. So we've got options. It's just we're going to spend the next couple weeks trying to get trying to answer those things while we head into North Florida. And to be honest with you, some of it we may not know who our first baseman is or maybe who the third baseman is, maybe until a week or two into the season once some guys kind of separate themselves from others.
Coach, you talked about a lot of the youngsters. Now let's talk about the veterans. Tell me about your feelings on the summer experiences gained by your three team leaders, Andrew Woods, Matt Wynn, and Jordan Tarcevich.
Well, I think the summer ball, the experience kids gain from summer ball is huge. It gives them an opportunity to get around other baseball guys, hear different ideas, and just continue their development and their growth and their knowledge of the game. And these are three guys that have played summer ball every year since they got here. And I think there's a direct correlation with the fact that they've played summer ball every year and they're also three of our best players. Matt Wynn and Jordan went up to the Cape Cod League, had great summers, had great experiences. You know, Matt was able to catch some of the best college pitchers in the country, and Jordan was able to hit against some of the best college pitchers in the country. And Jordan won a championship up there, was an all-star, and we're really, really proud of those two guys. And then Andrew Woods, he went out to the West Coast League and led the West Coast League in strikeouts and, you know, just had a really, really good summer. And those guys, they come back with a ton of confidence, because they had success, but they also come back with a wealth of knowledge that they can pass off to these young guys and just help these young guys in their transition to Division I baseball.
Coach Adra, that'll do it. Thank you for your time.
You got it, Brad. Thank you.
That wraps up the first edition of VMI Baseball's Around the Bases. Thank you for joining us. For head coach Jonathan Hadra, I'm Brad Salois, reminding you the Keydets open the season February 13th in Jacksonville, Florida, against the North Florida Ospreys. Until then, once again, thank you for listening to the first edition of VMI Baseball's Around the Bases. So long, everybody.